This is a Sichuan news update. The Beaufort Food Forest was planning on having a spring and summer sound a lot like this. But following a recent theft, the garden may sound more like this. It's been a busy but disappointing week for volunteers with the Beaufort Food Forest, after celebrating their first annual Mason Bee Day, to then finding their Mason Bee cocoon stolen. Located near the Nanaimo Regional General Hospital at the city-owned Beaufort Park, volunteers and community members came together to celebrate the day by placing mason bee cocoons in the garden that will later hatch this spring. But the following day, volunteers were shocked to find that the mason bee cocoons had gone missing. CHY met with Beaufort Food Forest lead volunteer, Alan Henderson, outside a coffee shop to talk about the mason bees and the garden.
I've been lucky to be able to volunteer at the Beaufort Park Food Forest. And it's a city-owned, volunteer-maintained community food production demonstration. Nearly 2 acres of land, over 50 fruit and nut trees, lots of raspberries and other bushes. And it's maintained by a small group of volunteers. And it's become quite a community-based place.
The food forest, much like a community garden, is an open garden with various different edible plants and trees. Henderson started volunteering with the food forest 5 years ago, the same year the garden first got mason bees. He says mason bees are an important part of the garden's ecosystem.
Most people love blossoms on trees, but what they may not realize is that if those blossoms aren't pollinated, usually by bees or flies or bats even, or birds, they won't turn into fruit.
After having mason bees in the garden for the last 5 years, Henderson decided he wanted to celebrate all the hard work volunteers do for the garden, and then created the Food Forest's Mason Bee Day. This event allowed volunteers to come together during the same day that the mason bee cocoons were ready to be placed in the garden. Mason bees are solitary hole nesting bees native to Vancouver Island. The orchard mason bee is the most common type of mason bee found in Vancouver Island and Western North America. The mason bee, unlike the common honeybee, does not make honey and does not have a queen, meaning the bee does not have things to protect. This makes them less likely to sting humans. Mason bee homes and cocoons can be purchased and used in gardens and on farms to help pollinate the nearby plants and crops. After the mason bee cocoons were stolen from the food forest, Henderson says there was a rush from volunteers to get the bees back. One volunteer made a Facebook post asking for the return of the cocoons that was reshared all over social media.
Some people are sad that there's been theft, but there's so much vandalism and damage around that I've stopped speculating about why people do it, but it's so impressive how our volunteer group responded.
Henderson explains that this year's cocoons were laid last year, and the volunteers were able to harvest and store them until this spring. While they've not been able to track down the original cocoons, Henderson says one volunteer ended up donating new mason bee cocoons that they have now placed around the mason bee houses. With the recent theft being big news around the community, Henderson says he hopes it means more people will learn about the food forest and they take this as an opportunity to connect with nature and the community.
It really humanizes modern life. So I hope everybody gets a good chance to commune with nature this year.
Henderson says that mason bees tend to hatch when the weather becomes a bit warmer and becomes sunnier, so it may take some time until they start to hatch.
A couple of years ago, on one warm morning in early April, at 10 o'clock there were no bees in the air. By 11 o'clock the air was just full of assorted bees and flies and a whole bunch of other pollinators. So it's really an enjoyable connection to nature to see all these things that you hadn't expected.
So for the time being, Beaufort Food Forest remains quiet until the garden warms and welcomes its new buzzy residents. For CHY News, this is Laura McKenzie.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs podcast, Midcoast Morning, at chly.ca/news.